Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't a game no more, it's a sport. If you ain't got a heart to play, then stay off the court. It ain't a game no more, it's a sport. If you ain't got a heart to play, then stay off the court. It ain't a game no more, it's a sport. If you ain't got a heart to play, then stay off the court. We on some life shit, we on some life shit.
Pick up a chair.
What the hell?
It's the motherfucking remix.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, iPhone XR and iPhone XS users, welcome to another fun-filled, exciting, life-changing episode of Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas. I like Taco Bell. It makes me a little gassy afterwards, but no one really seems to mind. Oh,
really?
That was it.
Is that your story? Are you sticking to it?
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
And that was really, really quick.
Right, that's normally like a little longer than that. I know, right?
Oh, okay. I wear gold shoes. They're really shiny. They're like tap shoes.
Yes, they are. They really are.
Everyone seems to like them though. So I think I'm rocking with that for the rest of the year. And I'm getting over a cold, which kind of sucks. So excuse any sniffles you may hear through tonight's episode.
Sniffles?
How about that? Yeah, a little sniffles. It's either that or cocaine.
I was about to say, you sure you sick?
Yeah, it might be cold. You never know with me.
Yeah. Keep that over there anyway.
Yeah, that's something that I think you need to look into, brother, because that's not good.
You're right.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to work for you. I think that's not good. But anyway, my story is simple. I was conceived.
Really?
On an office stage. My parents.
Oh, gosh.
Let's just say they got real freaky. In 1970-something. And from their freakiness and Luciano Pavarotti, a star was born. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Hence the name Black of Rush.
Yes.
Hey, you. Oh, you're done?
If we want to hear you talk, I will shove my arm up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet.
That is all.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, party people, and I am Danny's window. Lover of all, goddess, and just all-around peacekeeper. But lately, been coming a little bit out of my bag a little bit, so we're going to see how much this peacekeeping keeps happening for me. So, yeah, love to you all.
Just pop off. You feel better when you pop off.
Are you still the resident hippie?
I am definitely still the resident hippie as I sit here with my crystals around me to get my energy right. Yeah.
Well, all righty then.
Let's do it.
And together.
Pop off.
You know what? Actually, popping off for me does not feel good to me, so I'd rather not.
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
You know what? You just do
maybe,
what you need to do. To
maybe
right.
I just don't want to get addicted to that feeling. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Then you'll be me.
And there's only room for one of you.
I can see that.
But you know what? You know what? As the three of us, we are life and shit radio. All up in your
ears, yes,
all day long and all day strong. Continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call is 661-554-9114. That's 661-554-9114 is the phone number to call to jump into the conversation. Hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com for any comments, concerns, and possible questions. Where else can they find us, Danny?
Yes, and you all can also find us. Ooh, I'm sorry. Had to catch a breath there. You can also find us on Twitter and on Instagram at Life and Shit. That is LifeandShyt. Why? Because we said so. And where else can they find us at, Nas?
You can find us in front of your neighborhood convenience store, giving out pamphlets on enlightenment, those lives. No?
What?
Huh? What happened? Oh, I'm sorry. You can find us on Facebook on the Life and Shit page, spelled the same way. They're there monitoring on a constant basis. And I think we got a couple of inboxes this week, if I'm not mistaken. I got to check. But we are there.
Mm.
Or your convenience store. Either one.
You know, I hate
or
when you say that.
Or your neighborhood,
like we're better.
Or your neighbor, your Chicago neighborhood, somewhere, depending on where this one is. He's everywhere.
Coming to a spaceship
might even
near
get
you.
Him to go to Blue Island.
How about that?
Yep.
You know what? I think all of us need some prayer at this moment. So I need everybody to put your hands together for the bishop. Go ahead, take it away, Bishop.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, Bishop. Let it go, let it go. My name, Bishop Bullwinkle. I got the first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on. First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a lot of pain. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning, hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, to the no.
I heard somebody singing. Who was singing with it?
Did you really hear
Not
somebody?
I definitely thought I heard somebody singing with it.
No, I think
you probably
did.
It might be that cocaine. I don't know.
I must have some external speakers or something in my laptop today. Because I sure was singing with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call is, as usual, 661-554-9114. That's 661-554-9114. You can also reach us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. LifeandShyt. Always there for your availability. Just remember the name. Google us, baby. Life and Shit Radio.
So,
in other
news,
what's
up next?
The fuck you been doing? What I need to know is, what have you been doing with your life?
Well, I can start on
that. Have you been taking the kids back and forth to school? Have you been dealing with family drama? Danny, what the fuck you been doing?
I have been traveling because I went to, I'm here actually in Chicago at the moment seeing my children. I surprised them and got an epic response for them. They didn't know that I was coming, and that was amazing. And now that everybody knows that I'm actually here, now I'm being a little pulled thin, and I'm going to be okay, because why? This trip is about my babies, and I'm going to enjoy them before I have to leave tomorrow. So after I get off the phone with you guys, or after this show, I will be kicking it with my babies. And that's what I've been on.
You do leave tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah.
From Chirac.
Back to L.A. I go.
So that's what Danny's been doing. Hey, Nas.
Yeah, so Nas, what you been doing? Or,
I've been doing all kinds of shit.
It? How we say it, DP?
Oh. Oh, his new alias?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to say it.
Paul Pochinko or something? Who the hell is Tavio Pochinko?
Tavio Pochinko. Like, I was like, really?
Who the hell?
I mean, I saw
Tavio
a picture.
I
saw a picture pop up on my phone, and I'm like, who the hell is Tavio? And then I see a huge picture of a black man in a sad position.
What an Italian
with a Rolex
name.
On.
And I'm sitting there like, did somebody catfish this dude? I
That's
thought somebody catfished him.
Who is Tavio Pochinko?
Yeah,
so
you explain that.
Tavio, can you tell us what the fuck you been doing?
I've been doing all
what
kind
the
of
fuck
shit.
You been doing?
I bought a $200,000 truck that I can't operate properly, but
that's just
there.
Big for no reason.
Yeah, Danny got to experience the hugeness. Yeah, I'm driving a spaceship now.
But see, I'm gonna tell you guys this. This is the funny part about all of it. This dude drive this thing like he driving a little bitty Mini Cooper. He was rolling. I'm like, he just like we just in a big ass truck, but he rolled it like we in like a Geo Metro back in the day. You know, I'm like, whoa.
Be like, bro, can you please slow down?
And the thing was, he really wasn't going that fast. It's just that it's so damn big.
Hey, that's what she said.
Oh, God. My bad. Didn't know I had to set up.
And I do digress.
I have a particular set of skills driving vehicles. But yeah, I bought this big shit, and it comes with an instruction manual the size of a Yellow Pages. So I'm reading every day and learning something new about this huge vehicle that I've purchased.
That's hilarious. I need you to know that.
Yeah. It's a little weird. It's a little weird. I've been cursing my ex out on Facebook. Funny story.
Yeah,
she
I noticed
to
that.
Inbox me. Yeah, she inboxed me like a threat. It was like a pseudo threat. Some video with like when a bitch nigga versus a tiger or some shit like that. And the bitch nigga was supposed to be a dog. It was like a video of a dog fighting a tiger. So I told her I think she had the animal wrong. I think it's more along the lines of when a gorilla faces a tiger. So I'm really confused because one moment I'm blocked and the very next moment I'm unblocked and then I'm blocked again. Like I don't really get it. So
you don't?
You know, same shit. I don't.
You don't get it?
I don't.
This shit loud and clear to me.
What do you think it is?
I need your attention.
Stalker shit. Oh, you think that's what it is? I didn't think about that one.
I need your attention. I ain't had your attention in a minute. I need to make sure you're still here.
I can see that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's actually become a situation where it's real. So I think she's having some withdrawal symptoms.
Hmm. That's an interesting viewpoint.
Because, see, this is the thing, Nas, and I know we kind of going on about this, but when you give person any type of attention, whether it is good or bad, and that's their goal, then when you stop, it's like, you're not giving me what I want. So now I got to do something to get your attention so you can give me what I want. Fucking drug addict. People are attention addicts.
And that's pretty much all of it rolled up in one big old egg roll.
Yeah.
Speaking of egg rolls, I just want to give a shout out to Chef Lo. Coming soon, and real soon. If you like egg rolls, you have to try Chef Lo's egg rolls.
And where is Chef Lo located?
She is actually nationally. Wherever you are, she can be there with the egg roll for you. That is all. That is all. Anyway, moving on. What the fuck I've been doing? I've been trying to get my mind right, man. I've been doing a little dabbling in network marketing.
Oh, Lord.
Which, by the way, I'm starting to think it's really like some BS. But I sat in.
When did you figure it out?
As soon as I saw maybe the sixth or seventh video, and I realized I was just thinking why are all of these Indian people doing this network marketing thing? Is it like some kind of cult following that they have, and that's the reason why? I mean, because they have their population is double what ours is.
As far as network marketing, a lot of people go into network marketing because, honestly, if you do what they tell you to do, it does work. You just have to have the money, the resources, and the time to be able to put into it. Now, if you don't do their network marketing, I will say one great thing about them is their self-help and their building book, their leadership, teaching and training. Those are things that you can actually use within your own business. But I'm just saying, it's not really a bad thing, but if you don't have the time and the resources to give it that kind of time, you're kind of, but if you do,
your time.
Go for it.
Inserting mouth into foot.
What?
Me is what you're saying.
Why?
Because if you don't put the time and effort, honestly,
because you do. How is it that it can work for some? It does work for a lot of people. It doesn't work for everybody, but it does work for a lot of people. But you also got to keep
going. And that's real.
Too.
That this is true. This is true, my Danny. Anyway, keeping it moving. What the fuck else I've been doing? I've been feeding fish. I've been yelling at my crazy teenage kids because I love them so much. Trying to motivate them and keep them focused, which is very, very hard when you have hormones jumping all over the Richter scale and you don't know which way to go. But all you can do is just talk to them. Let them know the experiences that you had as an adolescent and what you've gone through. So, yeah, that's the fuck I've been doing.
Being a good dad. You go, boy.
I try to do what I can do when I can do it.
For the record, teenagers don't listen. So... I applaud you for trying.
Some of them do. I beg to differ. Some of them do.
One in 15.
Then I got two of them. At least
that's a beautiful name.
And I guess, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our subject of what the fuck you've been doing. Moving on in other news. So we're going to talk about the senseless murder of an inspiration, the loss of a diamond in the rough. As many of you know him as Nipsey Hussle. L.A. native. Some may call him a savior. Some may call him a gangbanger that got what he deserved. What say you, Danny?
I say somebody who says he was a gangbanger that got what he deserved didn't know anything about him. And didn't follow anything about him, doesn't know anything about him, and is just making an assumption. That man was a former gang member, reformed, and was doing things for his community to stop gang violence, to build his community, to put things there so that resources, so that people had it. He opened a store that allowed you to use an app to purchase your stuff and get it brought to you and things like that. He did a lot of things for people. He rebuilt a basketball court for the kids to be able to play at. He made things safe for certain people. He opened up a skate rink that they had closed down. He invested in companies. He was a father. He was a son. He was somebody's man.
And you know what? Before you even speak on the subject, Nas, I want to play this clip on Nipsey, the significance. He talks about the significance of his Crenshaw and Slauson store, the Marathon store, and how it was a story connected to it, and also transitioning to different levels to gain success and respect as an artist. So listen to this.
The Nip Hussle story, as far as doing music started, just as far as me like selling my mixtapes out the trunk in that parking lot. And even before the music, just hustling out the parking lot and then making my transition to selling my music, you know what I mean, to my clientele. And, you know, becoming known as an artist, just a young up-and-coming street artist. And then all of the levels that we've went up and just all the transitions since then. So it's a story connected to the space. Even before the store, just the actual geography, the parking lot. And, you know, we've been on many levels in this parking lot. It always been a pull up at 8 o'clock, leave at 10. It just been for different reasons, you know, since I was probably like 14. Yeah.
I mean, I just give him props for starting something that a lot of people aspire to do, but don't have the, should we say, cojones to do it, or at least see it all the way through.
He did a.
What are your thoughts on that,
Nas? What a lot of. Yeah, Nas.
Go ahead, Nas. Go ahead.
Well, look, listen, I'm not taking away from you.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked you that question. I just thought about what
right.
your view was on this, but go ahead.
I've been reading, you know, and I'm quite impressed with his resume, per se. I do not agree with what Danny said. He was a former gang member, because as of his final post on IG, he was throwing up his gang symbol. That's not the sign of really somebody that's reformed from that life. Maybe it wasn't as prominent as it was back in his youth, but that kind of behavior is questionable to say the least. I can't speak. I don't know if he was in the gang when he died or not, but I just know as somebody who used to be a street person, you'll never catch me in a video or a photo op throwing up anything remotely close to a gang symbol. If I'm detached. As far as what he did for the community, listen, this is what happened. Okay, so I never heard of this guy. I never heard of Nipsey Hussle, period, until he died. And so a friend of mine called me and was like, bro, you got to listen to his music. You know, it's this, it's that, and it's a third. So I made it my business to go on Open Tidal and listen to his entire discography, or as much of it as I could, starting from the mixtapes is what he asked me to do. And it sounded like the same old music. I didn't hear anything different. Nigga, 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 hoes, 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 bitches, niggas, rims, I got money, I shot bitches and niggas and hoes. And then there's like one positive song, and then it's like bitches, niggas, and hoes again. So I didn't really understand where people were coming from about his music being inspirational. And I put, this, not to be a douche, I put Pac in the same category. You got a whole album full of bitches, niggas, and hoes, and then Brenda's Got a Baby, and oh my God, he was so influential. I don't get it. Like, in one regard, you're a family dude with a girlfriend and a kid, but when you're talking on your record, it's bitch, hoes, bitch, hoes, bitch, hoes. And so I just honestly, I don't get what the big hubbub is. I mean, I could be a little biased in that because I listen to conscious rappers like Talib Kweli, Common, Mos Def. You know, I really have never really gotten into street rap. Every now and again, like Jay-Z, I fuck with him, but he's a progressive rapper. He started with Life and Times, and then he elevated this shit up to now talking about how to get people out of the struggle. I didn't get that from Nipsey, from his discography. I just got the same shit album after album, including the mixtape. Nigga, nigga, ho, bitch, nigga, ho. So that's my take on it. I'm not saying that he deserved to die because he was a gangbanger, but what I will say is that most people gang-affiliated end up dying by other gang members. That's a harsh reality. Or put in prison. That's kind of like what happened. So I'm not shocked. You know, I'm saddened because it's another black life, but I'm not shocked at all. That's my view.
Wow. Well, we did get an inbox here. Let me just see. It was from Catherine Price. She said, I just saw pieces of Nipsey's mother's speech at the funeral. She was speaking to the dead and praying to the dead. God forbid it that, and still does. We as Christians have to be careful to recognize evil, even when it seems like it's for a good cause. She prayed for the ancestors to welcome him in his resting place, wherever that is. We have to clearly, and she put that in all caps, so I guess she wants you to know that that's important. We have to clearly understand, even though he was a very good man, if he wasn't born again to Christ Jesus, all the good deeds won't get him or anyone else in heaven. She then poured libations to the dead. She welcomed the dead into the service. Can't you see that that was a ritual? God forbid his people to be blind any longer. Or better yet, silent as well. I loved what I heard Nipsey was about, so I'm not against him, but I am for Christ. Unless the man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, period. That's going to mess a lot of people up because of his good deeds, but don't come for me unless you go through Christ.
Oh, boy. Well,
was that it?
I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
you want to go first, Nas, or you want me to go? Who want me to go first, Nas, or you want to go first?
I appreciate the write-in. Thanks for the correspondence. I'm going to keep this short. It's a show we did on religion. I would suggest going back and listening to that. It'll help you understand where I'm coming from. But, yeah. All I have to say about that.
You sure you don't have nothing else to say?
No, I'm not even touching that one tonight.
Okay, well, I will. So I will. Now, sweetheart, I understand you feel how you feel,
Has anybody ever damned you for how you feel? No. So don't do that to somebody else. If you don't understand it, then say you don't understand, because you don't understand what she did. And if you want to talk about ritual, what do you call your communion service? What do you call when you pray and you fast? It's all ritual, honey. We're not about to look down on one and not the rest of it. We all do the same doggone thing. Now, from our history, I don't know what your nationality is, but our people, Christianity was not our first spirituality or religion. And do understand what she was speaking on was a spirituality. You don't understand. I do understand it might have went over your head, and that's all well and cool. But there are those of us that believe that our ancestors that came before us are here guiding us still. Their spirit, their energy is still here guiding us. And what she was doing was sending to the ancestors that went before her son to welcome him to them. Not all of us believe that you're going to go to heaven or hell. Not all of us believe
that.
Kind
of like a Wakanda thing, right?
Everybody believes something.
Would you
kind of
say
that? Yes. The way they saw it, that was their interpretation of the ancestors, of how your people, you know, some people may not want to believe that, and that's all well and cool, but some of us that do believe that our ancestors are with us at all times and guiding us, don't knock us. And to be honest with you, again, what she did, giving libations, pouring libations and things like that, if you see that as evil and demonic, then I think you need, if you are of African descent, I think you need to look up your history, honey. And that's not a knock or a diss or anything like that. I'm just saying, before you start to speak on something else, learn it. Get some knowledge about it. Because you don't hear people coming here talking about, oh, you a Christian and you take communion. You talking about you drinking the blood of Jesus Christ and you eating the body of Jesus Christ. Does that not sound like a ritual to me? Yes, it does. So let that woman do what she does, and you do what you do, and let's live in harmony.
And that's all righty then. Well, tell me how you really feel. And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call. It's 661-554-9114. That's 661-554-9114 is the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. We're talking about the last of a dying breed. Some say that Nipsey was a gangster that got what he deserved. Some say they don't even really care. They never heard of him until he passed away. But the ones that actually know who he was and what he was about say that we lost someone that had the potential to be a great leader. What do you say? You can hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's LIFEANDSHYT at gmail.com. Or just Google us, baby. Type in Life and Shit the same way we spell it, LIFEANDSHYT. And you'll be able to find any of our podcasts that we've done in the past or the present. So just keep listening in. We appreciate all of our listeners out there. Keep listening, keep supporting. And that's all I have to say. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Life and Shit. That is LIFEANDSHYT. And where else can they find us at, Nas?
You can find us on Facebook on the Life and Shit fan page. That is awesome. It is owned by Mark Zuckerberg and operated by your wonderful staff here at Life and Shit Radio Incorporated. Not really, but it just sounds good when you put Incorporated at the end of it.
Don't it?
Oh, and quick announcement too. So we are going to be visual very soon, soon. I know we have loyal listeners that listen out and check for the podcast. Of course, all of these podcasts are pre-recorded, so don't take anything that we say literally. Sometimes it may be an opinion that was only for this show and this show only. But we really appreciate any way that you check in for us, whether it be your laptop, your phone, or just going online, however you get access to the internet. Get online, type in Life and Shit, LifeAndShyt, and you'll be able to find us there. So moving along in the program, I just got hot off the presses. A little bit of news. Suge Knight. We all know Suge Knight. You don't want nobody dancing in your videos.
Yeah, we know who Suge Knight is.
Come to Death Row. You know who that is. So he had a little bit of something to say as well about the whole Nipsey Hussle situation. So he mentioned that he thinks that Nipsey Hussle was caught between enormous success and love for his neighborhood. So much love, in fact, that he wanted to give back. Once he saw small increments of success, he wanted to give back to his neighborhood that gave him the opportunity to be in the position that he was in, and he wanted to help a few folks. It was even rumored that the reason why he was at the store in the first place, now this is just speculation because I don't have the exact information for it, so that's why I'm calling it a rumor for all of those that want to speculate different things, that he was actually getting clothes for one of his homies or homeboys that had just gotten out of prison and didn't have any clothes. So he wanted to stop by the store and get this man some fresh gear.
That is partially correct. He was going there to meet a friend that was just getting out of jail because he was going to see his family and he wanted to make sure that he looked good for his family. And it was a very rare occurrence that Nipsey actually went to the store without some type of security.
Just so happened on that day. It's crazy,
and
man.
It also happened that 2 days before this whole thing happened, that the person that did this actually got out of jail and wasn't supposed to.
Damn. Whoopsie.
So I guess that's where the conspiracy theorists come in at, right?
Well, he's also claiming that they paid him thousands of. They also said that they paid him thousands of. He's saying that they paid him thousands of dollars, like $200,000, to do this.
You know, and
a lot of people never go that route.
Go ahead, Nas.
I just find it weird because, like, my ear is like, it's very rare an artist is out, especially with him that had a discography that he has. Like, I never heard of this guy. I feel like so left behind.
Where you're from. This is the thing. I live in LA, so I know what he means to them. That's like if Eminem had, you know, name somebody who's done something for your community in Detroit.
I could see that, like Royce 5'9" or something like that.
Right. So if something happened to Royce 5'9", y'all gonna be all in y'all feelings.
Well, definitely.
He means like, and it's not just, you know, his neighborhood. We're talking about the whole entire city of LA.
So he was a regional guy.
He was a regional dude, but he's actually, people from outside of LA really knew him. But the reason why it's such a big thing is because of what he did. Like, people didn't look like, if you watched the funeral and you paid attention, you saw how his father was an activist. How his father took him back to their native land to teach them and to show them and how to give back. That's how he got the buck. His father showed him that. It wasn't like he was some badass dude or some badass kid. No, he was a person that had parents that really truly loved on him and tried to show them better, and he wanted to do better from before he even, you know, before he even had a deal or before he, you know, put out his music. His whole thing was that I want to do this, and then I want to do better for my community. He was always selling something, doing something for somebody. He was that dude. Like his brother talked about how he built the doggone computer by hand. He put the shit together and then did his first album on that stuff. Like, it's a lot of things to him that you can't just listen to the music. You got to, it's bigger than this. And the reason why when you said the whole comparison to Tupac, the difference between him and Tupac, I don't remember him putting together any type of community centers or community organizations like that. Now, his mother did. And I believe she still does. She died. I'm sorry. From the moment until she died, she was that community activist. Tupac, yes, he talked a good game, but he showed us. But honestly, I think if he actually did what Nipsey did, he probably would have died sooner. You got to understand. Now, this is a man that was trying to do better for a community of black people. People don't want that. Especially when you're being loud about it. Oh, you a black man. Oh, so now they start to see you as a savior.
And but, he was actually African. He was African. African.
He's truly African American.
Well, yeah, truly.
He's truly African American.
Born as Ermias. Ashdom. Eritrean
is the country, Ashkenaz,
which is it's a small,
yeah.
You know, because they all in Africa it goes by different tribes.
Yes.
And so the Eritrean tribe was a small country within Africa, small tribe within Africa.
So, like, when you start looking at things like that, when you see people doing well in the community and they actually giving and they, you know, putting people on and people are starting, you know, kind of, for lack of a better word, worship him and see him as a savior because he's doing something that other people are not doing, people like those, they don't last long.
I don't know.
That's how I see it.
I just get tired of the hypocritical, you know. That's, you know, that's like when I look at street rappers or people that came from that life, I judge everybody by the Jay-Z bar. So when I say that, like, if go and listen to Reasonable Doubt, all that's on that album. I'm selling drugs. This is how the hotels I was hanging out at. My stash, and you know, I got some bitches, and I got, you know, I was the first dude with a grill, and blah blah blah. That's all you hear. And then as you slowly move down the line of albums from Jay-Z, you hear a transition from that to holy shit, let me try to help my people out in the community. And now we have the current Jay-Z that is okay. Let me tell you, motherfucker, stop spending money on Jordans, start spending money on investments. I get it, because I used to do that. You go back to the first album. And if I had the time to do it over again, I would put them Jordans down and go buy a fucking building. That's on 444.
But did you
talking about the property that he had?
But did you
I didn't get that from.
But
him.
Did you hit? Oh, so then that means you didn't see the interview where Nipsey Hussle had an interview where he wasn't wearing no gold, and they asked him where your gold chains at. He said, "I don't buy gold chains. I'd rather do investments." You didn't see that part?
I'm saying as it relates to his music. That's the thing, you know.
See,
like,
this is okay.
Sporadic.
So I think what we have to remember is, and I don't think people know that Victory Lap is actually his first album.
Yeah, that's his first deal album. Everything else was like mixtape.
Exactly. But if you listen to the mixtape and you listen to Victory Lap, you can hear the difference. You can hear the growth.
No, I didn't.
Now I'm not
I heard better production.
You know what? Again, I think some of the stuff might have actually went over your head too, because he was saying a lot of things that I don't think people were really catching on to. So he was talking about community. He was talking about what you, you know, how to be, you know, better as a person and all those things and doing for your community. He was talking about all of that. If you paid attention to it, now if you couldn't get past the fact that he was using the word bitch and hoe or whatever else, then that's on you. You're not listening to the message. You're allowing some words to keep you from the actual message. And I understand that. But he was not a that like I can't go with the oh he's some whack dude. No, dude. You got to look at what he did. You got to look at all of it, the entire body of it. You can't just say, well, all his music, his mixtapes, those were mixtapes. Yeah, he only had one album. He was getting there. He was being mentored. Jay-Z was one of them. There was growth that was happening. He just died before it happened, before it completed, I should say.
Right, and he started at a young age.
Yeah. And if that's the life that you're born in and you grow into, what are you supposed to do? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I wouldn't want to judge somebody based on how where they grew up and all of that. Sometimes you can't help that. It's about what you do to improve yourself, and that's the part where I give him credit.
Like I said, it's kind of weird. I understand, you know, this dude was like a big deal, but listening to the music and listening to what he did, maybe if I was in that position, if I had came from the streets and I know that my organization was responsible for the deaths of millions of black people, in the beginning, you're going to hear the street me. By the time I get to the end, I'm trying to tell these cats, don't join gangs at all. I'm not trying to barter for a truce. I'm trying to barter for y'all to split that up, because the only thing that you find in gangs is division amongst other black people. I'm not bartering for a truce. I don't want y'all to truce.
Well,
I want y'all to get the fuck out of this shit and become one people. That's what I think about when I think about, you know, trying to change the community. I don't care about no two dudes in the street holding a red flag and the other one holding a blue flag. How about putting them fucking flags down? Because at the end of the day, if this whole white supremacy thing jumps off the way everybody thinks it's going to jump off, I'm not going to see what gang you in. I'm going to look at you and say, you black, I'm black, who the fuck we killing? That's what I'm going to look at. So,
but see, this is a thing, and I hear what you're saying on that, but that's not the reason that gangs even started.
I understand that. I know what they started as, but what they are now is something totally different. So I would be bartering for people to get the fuck out of them.
Well, why not go back to what it was supposed to be?
Why not? Why go to it at all? Why instead of joining the game?
Because it was needed. It was needed. And sometimes what they stood for then is still needed now. You got a lot of communities that don't have resources that need help. People who need help, our own people. That's what they were started for. It was a community organization to help the community, to build the community. That's what it was started for. So I'm going to honor that part. Now, what they turned it into, or for whatever reason, or how it happened, that is what it is. But I'm going to honor what it was supposed to be for, and I would rather that, because we still do need it.
Yeah,
and if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio.
That's just my opinion. I think that's what he was trying to do. That was the whole point, was let's get back to what we were supposed to do. We got a community full of people who need help. Let's be there for each other. Everybody got a resource. Let's put it all together. Let's be a community that's going to help each other. That's what he was trying to get it back to. So I'll honor that one.
And I mean, and in that same vein, it's what do you say, you know, what does that say about us as a culture, man? Because it's like anybody that's trying to do something, you know, that's positive, you know, they get struck down, whether it be them being judged on past transgression or, you know, or the people being jealous of them reaching a certain amount of success and saying, you know what, I'm going to tear you down instead of building you up, because then you could build me up.
Well, some people
that's
might think that they can't do it, so they don't want somebody else to do. It's encouraging people to say, "You, yes, you too can do this." So Some people feel like, well, I can't do it, so I don't want nobody else to do it. That's not necessarily the way to look at it, but look at it as, hey, I can do it too. I can have my own dream. I can do this. I can do that. We need to be building each other and supporting each other.
I don't think that going through gangs is the proper way to do it. I didn't live that life. I don't know too many cats that got out alive or without a record. I will say this. We do need organization. I 100% agree with that. But as we all know, trying to get it through the streets, probably not going to happen. My theory is as such, and it's been that way with the police department and everything else. If you got a problem with the way government is, if you got a problem with the way things are set up for the inner city, don't join a fucking gang. Get a degree. Get into politics. Change it from the inside out. Instead of saying, fuck the mayor, why don't you actually do something like, I don't know, run for mayor. Instead of saying, fuck the police, how about doing something crazy? Like, I don't know, joining the fucking police force. Because the more of us that are on that kind of board, the more of a voice that we have. Instead of throwing rocks at the tank. That's my thing. Gangs just ain't the way to do it. It's not. It's too much bullshit there. It's too much violence. You know, Craig and his Jordans and all this other dumb shit that they shoot each other over. It's always there. It's always there. It's a part of that culture. Now, I'm not saying that it was started for that capacity, because it wasn't. I'll agree with that. But then again, the Democratic Party was originally the party for racists. It was started by the Klan. Things change. So if you don't change with it, you're supposed to learn from your history, not to try to continue with, because time is ever moving. It's always changing. You can't just say, well, gangs used to be for the people, so we need to get back to that. No, because that time is over with. We need more politicians. We need more senators, city councilmen, mayor who represent our views.
And I said, organizations. Yeah, and I did say organizations. I said I honored the organizations and what they were trying to do. What it has turned into, that's something else. And I did say that. I think we do need to go back to the community organizations, and that's what I'm talking about. You can call it gangs or whatever, but if black people ain't the only ones that have gangs.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of that. But you know,
so
when
I'm not gonna sit there and make it look like black people we only ones with gangs. No, the white gangs, they just they just operate legally for some odd reason. Nobody goes at them.
Well, that's because they got the power structure in the hand, which means they've got the politicians in their back pocket. We don't have that. We don't have too many. We got a couple of blacks that'll run for particular offices, like the Herman Cains or the Ben Carsons. We got a couple of them, but we ain't got no real dudes that really came from the streets. We ain't got no Snoop Dogs running for office, and they ain't advocating for us to do it. Which doesn't make sense to me, because if you're a person of power, in order to gain power in a political form, you have to have representation. If you don't have representation, you don't have any political power. So, hey, Craig, how about you getting your ass off of this corner, taking what you learned from there, and actually getting in a position to do something instead of joining the Crips, which is going to get you shot. It makes no sense.
Because initially, you know, the Crips and Bloods was started as an outreach type of program where they were actually doing positive things in the community. I don't know where the rift came into play. I think it all had to do with money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always money.
Because money brings out the greed in most people. Or in all people.
Yeah, I got to look at it for what it is, man.
I don't know. You heard that too?
He sounded like a dragon or something. Snorting or something. I don't know what that is.
That's probably me coughing.
Well, fellas.
Fucking cold.
Well, fellas, we got six minutes till we're out of here.
Damn, time went quick. Holy shit.
We always have fun.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
We got enough time to do a couple shout-outs, so we'll just continue on with our other topic in next week's show. So stay tuned. Any shout-outs?
And we'll have a fresh Danny's Window next episode. Right now, I just want to give a shout-out to my babies, Josiah, Jaden, and Michaela. and my grandbaby Noah, and my beautiful husband that's back in LA waiting for me to get home. I love you and I miss you, baby. See you when I get there tomorrow. That's it.
Tomorrow, I'll see you there.
There you go. I wish it was today. Oh, but.
Hey, I sung that at a talent show. True story. Will was there.
Really? Hey, don't sleep on the whinings, y'all. Don't sleep on the whinings, people.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to the motherfucking Detroit Pistons, who are currently up 81-82 is 1 point, but I'm holding on to hope that we won't get swept. Please don't let us get swept. I'll be so hurt. I'm going to give a shout out to America. Great again. Yeah. And to you guys. You guys are great. It's awesome working with you. And I hope that one day me and Danny can agree on something. Still working on it. We're still looking. It's a work in progress.
Hey, we was agreeing the other night when we kicked it, yo. Don't trip.
Oh, yeah, we did. We're getting there.
And we hadn't done that since Atlanta.
It's a beautiful thing.
Man, yeah. Now, next time, BP, you need to be in town, or we need to figure out where we all going to meet at.
Yeah, we definitely got to make that happen. And I just want to give a shout-out to all those people out there trying to make a difference in the world.
Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, we are out of here. See you next week.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Yeah, baby.
The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.